Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grant making on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
It's Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. A new mockumentary is coming to Homer tonight, built around the niche world of freestyle canoeing. The film follows competitive paddlers performing choreographed routines set to music. A Maine-born actor wrote, directed, and stars in the project, marking his feature debut. The new comedy Canoe Dig It hits the screen at Homer's Porcupine Theater this Wednesday, kicking off a three-city Alaska tour. The mockumentary follows a group of eccentric competitors heading to a regional freestyle canoeing championship in northern Maine, all vying for the title of top paddler. Samuel Dunning wrote, directed, and stars as Leonard, one of the primary competitors. Dunning was born in Brunswick, Maine. He spent most of his career as an actor, appearing in television series like Blue Bloods and over 50 other projects. Before this feature, he directed a horror comedy short called Rick and Ruby. He discovered freestyle canoeing in 2020 during a stay in Maine when a friend showed him a video of a canoeist performing to Chris DeBerg's Lady in Red.
I was watching this and I was just immediately enamored with this sport slash like performance art thing, whatever you want to call it. And I just couldn't believe that for one, it existed, and for two, that no one has done anything with this, like a mockumentary or really anything.
The film began with a fully written script. Unlike some mockumentaries that rely entirely on improvisation, Dunning had actors perform scripted takes first, then gave them freedom to improvise on later passes, often keeping those unscripted moments in the final cut. He says the finished film plays every joke straight, drawing deadpan inspiration from classics like Best in Show.
I really wanted the movie to feel like, at any given time, you weren't 100% sure if a joke was happening or not. This should be something it's more funny just watching people interact with each other and just general human awkwardness than anything else.
The canoeist in the video that first inspired Dunning was Mark Ornstein, who ended up joining the production as an actor and Dunning's body double. Ornstein and his wife, Molly Gurian, also opened the film with an introduction to the sport. Dunning says the hyper-specific Maine setting hasn't held back audiences elsewhere.
Everybody's been to a small town before. Everybody knows what, like, somebody who gets obsessed with a niche sport or hobby or whatever it is like, and how that can bring out very interesting characters and types of people. And so, yes, there's a lot of stuff in the movie that's hyper-specific, and you might not know the references that are being made, but you know exactly the type of people that are talking. Like, you've met all of these people before.
Dunning says the Homer screening came together through a personal connection. A friend of his mother reached out about the Porcupine Theater, giving him his first occasion to visit Alaska. Dunning will attend the Homer screening for a post-show Q&A before continuing to Anchorage's Beartooth Theater Pub and Juneau's Goldtown Theater. The Porcupine Theater will screen Canoe Dig It Wednesday, July 29th at 6:30 p.m. For KBBI, I'm Simon Lopez. And in other news, a week-long theater camp, Broadway Boot Camp, coordinated by Homer's Jim Anderson, will begin next Monday, August 3rd, and finish with a community performance on August 8th. Emily Springer spoke with director and producer Jim Anderson, founder of Galap, for details on how the camp got started, who the instructors are, and some of his future plans for the community.
Homer's Jim Anderson has been involved in theater arts-based youth development for over 30 years. He started it while living in South Carolina, but brought it back to Homer and initially did a program that lasted over a month with a final production at the end of camp.
The concept of boot camp is to condense it into 5 days. This year, we're adding a sixth day because my instructor said, hey, if we had 5 full days of instruction and then 1 day just for production, that would make our life so much easier. So it's actually 6 days, but it's the concept of sending out the material once they register. But day one is when they really start learning it, rehearsing it, learning the choreography, learning the dialects, working on the set, and everything happens in 5 days.
Originally, the program was organized under the umbrella of Homer Council on the Arts, and Anderson now directs his own company, Gallup, or Global Arts and Leadership Alliance Project. Broadway Boot Camp is a six-day theater arts-based leadership intensive with top industry instructors and educators with a public showcase performance at the Mariner Theater on the last evening, August 6th. The event is open to all 8th through 12th grade students, including 2026 senior graduates. Instructors for boot camp this year are coming from New York and Los Angeles and bringing specialties in acting, speech and dialect, movement, screenwriting, and storytelling. Instructors include Lonnie Quinn, Linda Brennan, Teresa Hayes, John Lewis, and Katie McLean. Anderson provided more details on the instructors.
Everyone's coming from out of state. And Katie McLean, she's an award-winning actress. She and Lonnie were on All My Children. They were on a couple of soaps together back in the day. And she is just finished a show on Broadway, and she's filming another TV series out of Atlanta right now. But the goal is to continue to attract more guest artists that are active and working in the entertainment industry. But for the four instructors that are return instructors, Lonnie is the head meteorologist at CBS. He studied acting with Sanford Meisner, who's one of the godfathers of acting techniques, and has been in film, television, on Broadway. He's with CBS right now. Dr. Linda Brennan, she has a doctorate in psychology, but she is one of the top dialect coaches for film and television in Los Angeles, and coaches a lot of actors that are involved in the industry. And then Terry Hayes, extensive Broadway and touring background with dance and voice. And she now is one of the head judges for Showstoppers, which is one of the largest dance competitions nationwide. And so she travels around the US judging Showstoppers. And she was the head of instruction for the American Academy of Dramatic Arts on the West Coast. And then after she retired from that, then she went into Showstoppers, and then she comes up every year to do this. And then John Lewis is an up-and-coming screenwriter, has leveraged a lot of his work with independent film companies and television, and he really brings the art of storytelling.
So far, 20 students are registered for next week's event, and registration is still open. More details and online registration is available at www.gaalap.com. There's also a scholarship application available there.
It's really easy to register, and if they see the poster around town, they can just click the QR code, take a picture of the QR code, or go to gallup.com.
Anderson discussed some additional goals of the camp.
My goal is to have this an international camp so that kids from anywhere in the world can come here to Alaska and have leadership-infused production curriculum. And because, I mean, like I said, I've worked with youth for over 30 years, and that's my passion. But my goal is to have this not be seen as a theater kid activity. This is for all youth. This is for every student out there that can develop life skills before they go out into the world to experience failure and rejection and challenges and interviews. And this is the first year that we have four alumni students that have participated in boot camps, in the last two boot camps, and are coming back this year as alumni students and doing a solo and being a part of the production.
Anderson also has additional plans for the future.
And the next phase of Gallup LLC is an adult leadership camp. It's probably not going to be as production focused as this. I don't expect adults to go through a whole week and produce production numbers, but it's going to be very creative based leadership, life skill coaching for adults, and it'll be in a camp environment.
The final performance from Broadway Boot Camp 2026 will be at the Mariner Theater on August 8th at 7 p.m. and will be open to the public with free admission for youth under the age of 12. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
This is KBBI AM 890 Homer, 88.1 FM Seward, through translator K201AO.